It's been a terrible time since 31-year-old Jason Zunker was killed while directing traffic on Highway 53 near Bloomer 18 months ago. But now Marlene Zunker is relieved her son's memorial will stay intact on the county courthouse lawn.
Oh, I'm so glad they're going to keep it there. I hope it keeps it there forever. Like the other police department said, we can take one look at that picture that's on the memorial and count their blessings, what they're up against every day in this world. So it kind of makes it extra special for them to think before they do anything.
The usually mundane Chippewa County Buildings and Grounds Committee became a lightning rod when they voted last month to take down a panel on the 6-foot memorial, which contains Zunker's own words, including references to his faith in Jesus. Committee Chairman Mike Murphy says they've gotten calls and emails from around the country.
Our purpose was never to dishonor him. We realized that he lost his life in the line of duty. I've been called a Nazi. I've been called a God-hater, a socialist. I don't even know what a socialist is or a fascist is, but I've been called all those names. We're not that. We're just a group of people who are trying to do what we think is right for the county.
The committee voted to keep the memorial in place and intact, even defended in county court if they're sued to have it removed. But he says if they lose on that level, it will be up to supporters of Zunker's memorial to continue the legal fight, not Chippewa County. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.